And if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little extra, and they call that Did you ever hear land yet?
Never.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Kneeled down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lay down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just what bed? He just
laid in bed.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped your foot.
And there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence, and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself. And someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off. You say, well, I just
knew he'd do that.
Huh?
Knew that he would do that.
And you say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he
acted like he would.
And if a friend of yours needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, you'd say, I'd be glad to
take you.
Did you ever say carry?
Carry you? No.
How does that sound?
Sounds just about as good, but I just never use
it. If you got something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way is
push it.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it.
What would you say, if say you had a heavy suitcase and it's hard to handle, and say I had to work that suitcase up 3 flights of stairs?
Lift it.
Did you ever say pack or tote or lug?
Maybe lug.
What does lug mean?
Kind of a pull it, kind of lift it up, but it's a little bit harder than lifting.
It's hard to handle?
Yes.
You tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go
get a hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
And what do you call a tree you can touch and be safe?
Base.
And in football, you run toward the
goal.
And we were planning to meet somewhere. I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first,
I'll wait. For you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him another
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. You say, I bet somebody
took it.
Any other slang ways of saying that?
Stole it.
And you say, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
You might say, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
can't remember that.
And you say, I have just what him a letter.
Wrote.
And yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
You say, I wrote him, and it was time I was getting
a letter.
And you ask someone a question, and you expect to get a
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
No.
Did you ever hear back the letter?
No.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle, and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who
taught you.
And something a child plays with, you call a